this is your fault. Messaging you feels kind of assaultive. Saw your text, that's how I found out. Tell me the truth and his motives. I can't trust anything that comes out of his mouth. No, I can't trust anything that comes out of his mouth. How long has it been going on? Is it just sex or is there emotion? He told me it would stay in hotel rooms, never be out in the open. Why would I trust anything that comes out of his mouth? Oh, why would I trust anything that comes out of his mouth? We had an arrangement. Be discreet and don't be blatant. There had to be payment. It has to be with strangers. But you're not a stranger, Madeline.
Hey, he is telling you the truth. Our relationship has only ever been about sex. I can promise you that this is not an emotional connection. We don't speak outside of the time we spend together, and whenever he talks about you, it's with the utmost respect.
You tell me he's telling the truth. Is that the case or a line that he fed you? Wanna believe you, but is it a ruse? Lie to me, babe, and I'll end you. I can't trust anything that comes out of your mouth. I'm not convinced that he didn't fuck you in our house. Do you two ever talk about me? Has he told you that he doesn't love me? I bet he tells you he loves you. I've got an old, got an ugly. I wouldn't trust anything that comes out of his mouth. Now why would you trust anything that comes out of his mouth? We had an arrangement. Be discreet and don't be blatant. And there had to be payment. It had to be with strangers. But you're not a stranger, Madeline. But you're not a stranger, Madeline.
I hate that you're in so much pain right now. I really don't want to be the cause of any upset. He told me that you were aware this was going on and that he had your full consent. If he's lying about that, then please let me know, because I have my own feelings about dishonesty. Lies are not something that I want to get caught up in. You can reach out to me anytime, by the way, if you need any more details or you just need to vent or anything. Love and light, Madeline.